Pickaxe.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Ja, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur einen Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 Euro bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 Euro gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 Euro. Oder Mucki Sandwich Eis, je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 Euro. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hello and welcome back to Simple Simon. Hope you are having a good time. Today we've got Sean, Day 9 Plot. With us, say hi.
Hello, netizens.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's currently 9 a.m. right now, so with the coffee that I have in hand, I will be able to focus and answer questions willingly.
We're about ready to go to bed. Look, it's lovely.
We've got our cozy. It's dark here. It's pitch black.
It's horrible. So this is a show where I ask Simon questions about you. He tries to get the answers right, and then you give him points arbitrarily based on how well you think he did. So,
excellent.
Let's have a little example. Simon, what happened to days 1 to 8? You know?
What happened to days 1 to 8? Really?
Yeah.
Really? well, okay, days 1 to 7, that was like the first week. So, I guess 1 to 6 was when God made everything. Day 7 was like, you know, a Sunday, he was lazy. He went to IKEA in the afternoon or something. Day 8, back at work, Monday morning, it was terrible. So day 9 is named after the Tuesday, the second Tuesday of existence. That's where his name came from.
Where God was productive again after having recovered from his Monday hangover from partying hard at IKEA. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what's the actual answer, Sean?
The actual answer? Okay, so here we go. So, like, every serious competitive nerd has like one of those tough online names, especially the pros in Korea. They had like one word names like Boxer or Reach. And I wanted to have a cool one word name, and I had Day. But it didn't sound that neat, and it was taken because it was three characters. So I put the 9 there because it's my favorite number, and then I put the brackets because it's my favorite delimiter.
Wow.
And thus Day 9 was born.
So, how many points do you think Simon was close to that?
You know, I think this is going to be the trend that Simon's answers are better than mine. I'll give myself a 5, but 1,000 points for Simon on that one. That
1,000 points for coming out with a better answer. Wow.
Yeah.
1 killer point, if you like.
Yeah,
1KP.
Like
1KP.
1KP. So let's get into... God, that could be your nickname, Simon. 1KP. So what would Sean change about his appearance to hide his true identity as a superhero in everyday life?
Right, I gotcha. So, obviously, Clark Kent, glasses. Spider-Man, he just doesn't wear, like, a spandex suit when he goes
to
work.
Dude, I gotta confirm that right now. Putting on a spandex suit would just... It would be like a national health crisis to see me wandering around in one of those, man.
Oh, God. Who else have we got? What are the... Batman, he drives fast cars and he's very rich. That's not really much of a disguise, is it? So in his everyday life, I don't know, maybe he would do his hair differently. Maybe he would have dreadlocks as his, you know, his alter ego. Maybe he would, I don't know, glasses is really obvious. Maybe a monocle.
Yeah.
Maybe pince-nez.
God,
right,
Sean.
On the end of his nose, a tiny pair of glasses.
You know, okay, yeah, so I think that eyewear is definitely a technique. I was thinking of having, like, sort of like a tape-on, like neck beard that goes down, like, way too far. So no one's actually looking at the face. They're just wondering how that growth happened.
It's like you're wearing a woolly scarf.
Yeah, Yeah, or it's like having a sign that says, hey, look here. And they look there, but not here. So they don't know what the identity is, right? But it's the neck. It's just all the way down, grows into the chest.
Oh, I think we're good.
And you know what? Because I see Simon's look, definitely spandex as well. Spandex jumpsuit. Oh.
So a huge neck beard that blends into chest hair and then a spandex jumpsuit.
A nude-colored spandex suit.
Yes, now that beard. now that would work because like people know that I'm like kind of like a hairy furry guy, so like
if it was right, you give us some warning, give us some warning before you do that. Good lord!
Oh, dude, the national for the health ladies. Crisis begins. One of for course, the ladies man. There. So yeah, the skin colored spandex jumpsuit plus neck beard would both not reveal my identity and would cause no suspicion.
No Grief. Suspicion, sure. Yeah.
I would have a monocle again, so they would know I'm proper.
Yeah, okay. That shows you're wealthy. You know, like all superheroes need to be. They need some funding. Like so Iron of course, Man. That was one for the ladies. So I'll continue. I've got a question for the ladies. So when Sean takes a shower, picture everyone. Does he wash his hair first, or sort of in the middle, or sort of towards the end? What kind of stage do you think he washes his hair, Simon?
Oh, God. Okay. I think most sensible people would wash their hair first. That's the first thing they do. Because then you get, like, all the grease, the bits of moss, you know, the fungus, the stuff that's in your hair. Then that goes all over your body. And then you can wash your body. So the logical answer would be hair first. But maybe, I don't know, maybe he washes his hair separately. Maybe he doesn't use a shower. Maybe he washes his hair in a like a mountain stream. I don't know.
Yes, I wash my hair only in sparkling water, natural sparkling
Evian.
Water.
He's got a bottle of Perrier and he's just...
And when my hair's low on electrolytes, I use Gatorade, right? So,
God, why?
So truthfully, I think that you were pretty close with the mountain stream, but I actually wash my hair all the way at the end of the shower for me.
Whoa! What?
Way at the end. Okay, so let me explain to you what showers mean to me. So it started off as like the functional thing that you just do during your day that you don't think about because hygiene and whatnot, but when I get in the shower, that's when I start having like arguments with people that like happened 7 years ago. I'm like, I start thinking of ideas and I talk to myself and suddenly I'm like, oh shit, how long have I been in the shower? And that's when I wash my hair and get out and find out that like 20 minutes has passed.
Wow. So it's like your sort of escape and where you can reflect on things.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Most people sort of do that in their dreams, but you do in the shower.
I do it in the shower and I do that thing where you put one arm behind and you hold the elbow like that. And I just sit there and I just talk
to myself. That's even weirder. What are you doing? You're just stood there fully nude, mind you. Fully nude in the shower.
No, wait, now hold on. You didn't just say fully nude, mind you, about a shower for all the people who shower with swimming trunks on.
I don't think you are ever fully nude, though, because you're always covered in a thick layer of hair, aren't you?
Yes, actually. And a thick layer of hair underneath which is the blubber, so I can both stay warm and be buoyant.
Do you shampoo, like, your chest hair?
It's like a walrus.
And then condition it.
That's a very personal question, Simon.
That's, yeah.
Have I crossed the line? I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry.
Give him some points, Sean. How many points does he get? Nothing.
You know, I'm going to go with 700 points on that one. Because, you know, it's like playing apples to apples. I'm never going for what's actually accurate. It's what's most entertaining to me in the moment.
Oh, okay, that's very good of you. That's very good.
Well, I think you're on destiny for a lot of points then, in that case.
So I've got, I'm up to 1.7 KP.
That's right. Flipping neck. If Sean had to suddenly go into a weird machine and it would either shrink him down to 4.5 feet tall or it would squash him up to 7.5 feet tall.
Squash him up?
Squash, you know, reverse squash. Anti-squash.
So the opposite. The opposite of squash.
It's the opposite
that's what
of
you
squashing.
Mean. Stretch. Stretch him. That's
stretch
the word you're
looking
him. For.
That's
stretch.
What I was looking for. Up to 7.5.
God,
so
that's...
4.5 feet tall or 7.5 feet tall?
I reckon he would want to be tall. He would want to tower over people in real life, much like he does on his internet persona. He is a giant amongst men.
Oh my god, wow. How Shakespearean.
Yeah, I don't think he would. I mean, obviously I would go for being shrunk to be a dwarf. And then I would actually go about my day as though I was a dwarf from a fantasy game.
Yeah.
And I would, that would be the happiest I would ever be.
You'd wander around with an axe.
Yes, with you the helmet and everything. Have I got the helmet? Yeah, I've got the helmet here. So I've got a helmet right here. So I'd just be like this. This would be every day. It's every day now for me, to be honest. So not much would change, really.
Sean, what do you think?
Sean would want to be big. He'd want to be big. That's my final answer. It's going green.
Spot on. You get yes points on this one. I would definitely want to be tall. I'm used to being tall, to crouching and, you know, bumping my head into things, and it would just be that sort of extended. Actually, I'm curious, how tall are you, gentlemen?
I'm only 5'8".
I'm about the same.
God, you use the American system. You guys are so sweet to me. That's actually touching that you put it in 5'8". That's wonderful.
It's one of the few things that we do actually measure in feet and inches is height. Still.
Yeah, it's weird.
Wow.
So it wasn't just for you. I'm sorry.
Wow, no, yes it was, and you guys did something sweet specifically for me, and thank you.
Come
absolutely.
Here. Come here.
Let's look close.
Oh, come here. Oh, yeah. Feel that. That was nice.
How'd you do that thing behind like this? Is this working? Hello?
You look like you're strangling a very short-armed person to death, and they're trying to pat your back to get you to stop.
You sort of look like a wallowing animal or something, you know, with really short arms. It was very strange.
I'm not very good at it.
So if Sean had to be roommates with Jar Jar Binks, Slimer from the Ghostbusters, or Navi from Zelda, which would you choose? Navi, sorry. Which one of those would it be?
Slimer's a pretty cool dude, but he would eat all of your food. That rhymed. Wow. I'm a poet, apparently.
And you didn't know it.
And I wasn't even
aware of it. You weren't even
aware of
it, yeah.
Exactly. Beautiful.
I wasn't even conscious of that fact.
Subverting really, really obvious jokes in this chat. I think Slimer. I think Slimer's definitely the cool one. But, I mean, he would make a lot of mess and he would eat everything. But Navi would just be too annoying to deal with. And Jar Jar Binks is just a twat, isn't he? Let's be
Yeah, I couldn't have put it better. Sure.
Oh, no, total 100% spot on. Because Navi, like, not only, you know, a world champion in Dota 2, but also fucking annoying. Listen!
Hey!
Listen!
Hey! Listen! Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Listen! Listen! Hey!
God, it's worse than Hannah.
Listen!
Oh, my God. I
listen!
Feel that in my sinus.
Hey, listen!
Like,
listen!
My teeth hurt.
Hey!
This is like
listen,
a surgical procedure.
Hey,
they get Simon to do this to people
listen,
who have blocked up sinuses
listen,
and it just clears
hey,
them all out.
Hey, listen!
And then their
listen,
brains explode.
Hey,
stop it.
Hey, listen!
Can I mute him somehow?
Listen!
You don't need to do that anymore.
Dude, I can't believe how high of a pitch he can hit.
That's quite high, yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Oh my god. I mean, it actually sounded like a dog toy being like squeezed. A very complex dog toy that can speak.
In order to reach that pitch, I do have to squeeze my testicles quite hard. Which, you know, let's hope I don't want children at any time.
Yeah, you risked your entire lineage for an extended joke. That's commitment to your form.
The Lane Dynasty. Yeah.
The Lane Dynasty. Wow.
Oh man, yeah, Jar Jar Binks just like he sucks.
Yeah,
like you lose credit if you live with him. So I'm definitely not gonna go with Jar Jar, and Slimer just makes a mess and eats a lot, and that's what I do already. So
he is the one who is most like you.
Yeah, I know. We would hang out. We'd be on the couch having eaten dinner, and I'd be like, "Do you want to order pizza?" And he'd be like, "I'd be like high five and shit."
Oh my god!
And you know, we do the thing where we like put the pizza on our stomach, and the stomach just opens up and envelops the pizza, and we're like, and like high five.
Oh my god!
Oh,
that
geez.
Sounds so good. I want to get pizza right now. Now that it's been brought up,
it's 9 a.m. in the morning. You crazy motherfucker!
wait, what? It's not. I'm not having like a six pack of beer. It's just pizza. It's just like, this man's lost his mind.
A pizza 9 a.m. is a bit crazy though, unless it's leftover cold pizza from the night before.
That's true.
Wow. Yeah. What is with the stigma of early morning fresh pizza? Like late night old cold not so good pizza.
I don't know.
Simon,
is it normal for Americans to eat pizza in the morning?
Actually, this does lead on to our next question, so we'll just carry on. If Sean could eat
20 points, Simon. There you
20,
go.
20 points.
20 points. 1.702
KP.
If Sean could only eat one nation's cuisine for the rest of his life,
Italy.
What would it be?
Italy.
No. Oh no. No. Okay. It's not Italy. I'll tell you right now. You gotta. You gotta do. No,
okay.
No, go for like second and third string ethnic foods.
Okay, India.
His first ain't working.
China.
Wow. No, not whoa.
No.
Zero.
Zero.
Wow. Like okay.
Oh, I blew it. I blew it. Oh no.
Dude.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay. Oh, so no. So my number one, it all like I feel like it doesn't. It's not the sort of food that I'm like, yeah, I can't wait. It's not like party time food, but I eat it every day, and that's Mexican. So that's got to be the number one. Love Mexican food.
You're
it's
American.
Great.
God.
Yeah, I live in L.A., man. Oh, get the burritos.
Get in his
I
head.
I should have thought. If I'd have just given it some thought.
Dude, I love that. The question wasn't even done. What food would Sean... Italian. It's Italian.
Because
like,
you were going on about pizza. Mamma mia!
And then number two's got to be Korean, 100% Korean barbecue, all day, all the way. And then number three, I love Ethiopian food. Have you ever had Ethiopian food?
I don't think I have. No,
dude. Okay, what they do is they bring out a plate with like a thin spongy bread all on the bottom, and then they just dump the meat on the top. And then you're also given rolls of the spongy bread. So you tear the spongy bread off and just grab with your hands and eat. There's no utensils. So, so again, I would have Slimer as my roommate because we'd just be like, it's like primal and stuff.
Basically, it's like edible napkins.
Sorry.
The napkins are bread.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Oh, God.
This is my kind of question. I always dwell on the food questions in these, and then I really have to go now and eat. But, oh, my God. Yeah, it sets us up, doesn't it? Jesus Christ. I'm not sure I can continue. I'm just salivating.
Dude, yeah,
Sean,
look at Ethiopian. It's the best. Yes.
Oh, no, Sean. Yeah, so I'll give Simon some points for that. Actually, he didn't get any, did he? He got nil.
That was a nil.
Wow. 4 points.
4 points.
Yeah.
So 1.706 KP. That's what I'm
okay.
up to.
That's good.
Wait, no, 1.706 or 4.2.
Six. Why is it now?
Or 2.4. Excuse me. Yeah, because I gave you 20 and then I gave you 4.
Ah, okay. Right. It's very
no,
generous.
It should be 1.724. There we go. 1.724.
Well, he's in charge of the points and he's spoken. So,
I'm like, we're struggling to add numbers to zero.
Why did we? This was the worst like point system we've devised so far. I mean, right?
This is, I can't. Because I mean, it's not even like, you know, 13 plus 21. Oh wait, no, I kind of messed up. You know, it's like, what's 0 plus 2? And it's like, well, that's 6. That's
right.
Oftentimes 6, I think.
Simon. What Lewis. Is the funniest thing Sean's mum has ever done?
The funniest thing that Sean's mum has ever done.
Yeah, this is a question from Sip, so it's a little bit weird. You have to really just, you know, think broadly.
I know, it's a difficult one to guess. Sean's laughing already, just thinking about something funny that his mother's done.
Oh my God.
Give us a clue, Sean. Give Simon a clue.
Like a setting.
It happened in during a winter storm.
During a winter storm, did she fart really loudly and blame it on like a roll of thunder?
That's not how a winter storm works.
I don't know. I don't know. Am
That's
I not close?
Awesome.
Am I not close?
No. Oh my god, Santa and his reindeer battled snow and lightning on the way to delivering presents. Oh, what a dramatic winter storm. Is there lightning in the winter storms in England?
Yeah.
It's just one of these language barrier things where we think of a storm as something very different, obviously.
Thunder and lightning is a storm. A winter storm, what's that? Just a bit of snow.
Yeah, wow. Is that... Oh, I see. Oh, man. Yeah, because when we say winter storm, we mean like a blizzard. We mean like lots of snow, like, and ice and sleet and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And so,
Right.
I'm
so
imagining...
It's snowing.
Like, yeah.
It's snowing,
yeah, okay.
And your mother did something funny in the snow. Did she write her own name in the snow?
Oh, my God. Simon.
Well, that would be quite funny. It would be quite talented. No. Sean's dying.
Fuck me.
He's going to start vomiting again.
Oh, dude. I have thrown up from laughing a couple times, and it feels amazing.
I don't think I'm going to be able to guess.
So, I grew up in Kansas City that gets, like, really crazy weather. It gets, like, extremely hot, ultra-humid summers, and then really freezing cold, crazy blizzards in the winters. So, It had started to rain at, like, just above freezing, and then it went below freezing and started to snow, so it was, like, ice with snow on top, and it was, like, a day later.
Oh,
so it was, like, really bad driving conditions, and we had this driveway that has just a slight slope to it, and you know, we didn't grow up in a really wealthy family, so it was basically just my mom and my brother and I, so we had, like, one car. So mom was always, like, be very careful with the car, that you don't hit anything. Or
I'm really tense listening to this. I'm really tense.
So she's driving up. We're just gonna hop inside and eat some food and go somewhere. She just got home from work, so she like pulls up, and she goes up and goes, and you kind of have to like get some momentum to go up into the garage because it's very icy on the driveway. Because we like shoveled the snow, but there's still icy. So she goes, she's like right about to get into the garage door. And she starts to giggle. My mom laughs like a lot, so she just starts to giggle, and she's like, so she floors it and is just going, and the car's just like doing this, and then it catches pavement and she just hits the house.
Oh my god.
Just goes like, and like the beam in the garage door just like, and she laughed for like 30 minutes in the driveway. And I'm just like sitting there like, Mom, you hit the house. And she just like, she's crying, like tears pouring down her face. Oh my God, it was so funny. The car actually was fine, but the garage door got like totally nailed.
The funniest thing your mother did was drive into your house.
Dude, it was amazing. Because
oh
it wasn't
my
just,
God.
It wasn't just pull up, hit the house. It was car for like a minute or two just like sliding back and forth with just a like a howlingly giggling woman at the wheel, and then bam, hits the house.
Oh my god. That could have ended so tragically.
Oh, but it totally didn't, so it's hilarious.
Oh god,
dude. No,
holy,
that's that
crap.
This
I
is the
worn out.
Oh god.
Well, there you go. Oh. How many points are you getting for that? How many do you think?
0.38.
Killer points.
0.38
yeah, sure.
Killer points or 0.38 points? Because if it was just points, it would be easy to add up.
Yeah. Right now, it's 0.38 points.
Okay,
someone add that up. Can we have someone add that up?
So it was 1.7...
There's no one in my room.
1.724.38.
Yeah.
1.72438. Good.
Oh my god.
So, thank you, Sean. Okay, next, Simon. If Sean designed a computer game, what genre of game would it be?
He is designing a computer game. He's actually really is designing a computer game.
I know, like, there's a correct answer to this.
I know, that's why I'm asking.
I don't know what the fucking answer is, though. I don't know what kind of game it is. A strategy game. A turn-based strategy game in which you conquer things and you take over land. I don't know.
God, your brain was really working overtime there.
Yeah.
I'm not like sure. What is it?
Creases forming vertically in the forehead. Focus. Yeah, it's real-time strategy. Boom.
Real-time. Oh, I said turn-based.
I know. No, I seriously. No, you totally are going to get 0.7328 kilopoints for that.
Wow.
Effort. That was.
So. Thank you. That's very generous,
Simon. What is Sean's greatest achievement in World of Warcraft?
I reckon a world PvP in which him and his guild went out and raided somewhere. So raided like one of the opposition's capital cities, or like Taran Mill, or wherever the hell it was, or South... What is it? Southshire?
South Shore, yeah.
South Shore, that's it. I reckon it was world PvP kind of thing. A memorable moment in which he... just killed like hundreds of people.
Okay,
so I've never played World of Warcraft, but
what?
I have.
What? What do you mean you've never played World of Warcraft?
I've never
liar!
Played...
You're a liar!
Isn't that insane? I've actually never played. I missed out on that.
How have
whole
you
experience.
Never played WoW?
I know.
Why
I know.
Do you think he's such a productive and successful man, Simon?
He plays StarCraft, Lewis.
Hell yeah. You know, actually, that's sort of what, like, StarCraft Brood War did to me, is it just cut out gaming literacy from, like, 2000 to 2010 for me. Like, I didn't play, like, any other games in that decade. But I do I do have a greatest achievement. In college, I used to stay up ultra late to watch the Brood War matches, which is not something that a lot of other people at college did. But a buddy messaged me at, like, 1:30. Matches were starting in 30 minutes, and said... hey, you wanna like hang out in your room or something? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be watching StarCraft. If you wanna come and watch, and you know, it's like nice to have someone there watching with you. But if they like don't know anything, there's like really uneven levels of engagement.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, and they're like, okay, so is the Zorg a creature in the game? And I'm like, no, don't say those words. So said friend comes over with a laptop and just opens it and just plays WoW, and we hang out and chat and sort of in parallel do our things, and it was like this magical gaming bonding experience, because in between the matches I'd look over and we'd chat about WoW, and then when the games were on we'd look over and play the Brood War on the big
screen.
So your
greatest World of Warcraft achievement is having a mate over who played it whilst you were watching StarCraft.
Yeah, it was like Nirvana. It was a bonding session.
It was
amazing.
No, I love that, you know, because, like, there's...
It's nice. It's lovely.
Because, like, with video games, there's that... it's such a strongly defined way to hang out. You do co-op, or you form a 1v1 and you battle against each other. Or you play a board game like Monopoly, where everyone hates each other by the end.
Yeah.
But there's like gaming alongside, you know, where I was
this
doing
was like,
the StarCraft thing. And...
it was like a meta thing. You didn't even have to play the same game. You were both totally into two different games, yet you still bonded over it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and you'd never see that with like television. Like, I'm never gonna like have my show on and you're gonna have your show on, and we're both going to have the volume unplugged and be taking turns looking like, okay,
yeah,
let me look away from Desperate Housewives because Jack's going to torture someone again and I got to see this. Like you don't do that with like everything else. It's everyone pointed at the same screen, but it's really cool for me that experience with like sort of in parallelness.
I sort of imagine it a bit like Demolition Man, where the two of you are in the room on the computer kind of like having this experience together.
Demolition
you know?
Man.
Yeah, you know, with Sandra Bullock.
Dude.
And...
well,
you know,
in which
they
have like sex with like the things on
That's
their
right.
heads or whatever.
It was, dude, could not be a better analogy. I was like, all right, I'm gonna do my sex thing with Brood War, and she was like, all right, I'm gonna go play WoW. We put it on, we're like, oh, not even interacting with each other, just alongside, and that's really the magic of games.
Yeah, you were alone together.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Oh,
that was a great little answer. Thank you for that, Sean.
Yeah, and 13 points for Simon.
13 points. 13 points.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sad that.
So, while I'm calculating that, Simon, what power tools does Sean own? He's an American.
He's an American. Why does that help?
It does.
I have a tractor and a gun and a tank.
Is a gun a tool? I don't know. I'm kind of like looking at the shelves he's got going on, and you just need a screwdriver for those. So I don't think he needs anything like major for that. I don't think he does much DIY. I don't think he's, you know, all that good at, you know, putting things together and building things. I reckon he doesn't have much. I reckon he's got maybe a couple of screwdrivers, and that's about it.
Dude, spot on. Boom, bucketed, man. I got the. Dude, couldn't have been more correct. I own some Legos and an IKEA buy-in-the-box set of Allen wrenches. And my roommate has a hammer, but when he's not home and I can't get access to it, I just use anything else heavy. So I'm kind of like
a PC tower.
Yeah. Or like a book, a heavy book.
Or a monitor. Yeah. Or a laptop. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. A deodorant stick. Yeah. Or a mug made out of buckshot.
Your own fist.
Yes. I bite into the table and just depress the nail in.
Ah. Oh my god. You can't stop the nail.
Dude, let me... Yeah, dude, I do have that prominent forehead that's no doubt good for nailing things.
Hammerhead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hammerhead.
I would give 11,014 points for that.
Wow. That is a lot of points, Lewis. Good lord.
Nail that shit.
All right. Okay, Sean.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Simple Simon was not a pieman, but he met a pieman or something and he knows about pie. So Simon, what do you think is Sean's favorite kind of pie?
What is Sean's favourite kind of pie? Good old traditional mom's apple pie with cheese on top.
Of course, because he's American. And maybe a chili.
Sean.
I like apple pie with cheese on top. What the fuck?
Holy fucking shit. There we
what
go.
What the fuck?
Boom, that's boom, actually... boom, boom.
Oh my god, that's like you dug through my garbage to see the grocery receipts and just like apple pie, soft ripened cheese, and you're like, okay, I get it.
Is that my voice? I like that, that's good.
That's you, by the way.
Thanks.
That's for you, that's my gift.
Thank you.
Wow, yeah, like I love sweet stuff, but cheesy, oh, like cheesecake is so good.
Lewis doesn't know what the fuck.
What? Yeah, I mean, that's... How did you get that?
Cheese on apple pie. Have you ever heard of that before, ever?
No, I don't think I ever want to either.
Dude, that's like one of those moments that makes me change my privacy settings on Facebook. When you're like, how did you know? What the? I don't even have an Instagram. I don't take photos of my food, man. Like, you just intuited that from my personality.
Yes, holy absolutely did. Sometimes,
wow.
Sometimes I'm on there. Sometimes I'm really accurate. Sometimes miles out. But how many points for that final one? Because that was pretty damn accurate.
That was
okay.
So good.
I will give you the greatest amount of points of all. You get 9 points.
9 points. Not even 9,000. Not even 9K points. But
no, this
nine.
Isn't the sequel. I'm not day 9,000, man. It's day 9. Although,
day 9. Want... Oh, I see. 9 points. The best number.
Oh.
I don't like this scoring system, Lewis.
Well,
like...
the final score is 13.49318 KPs. So, good job, Simon.
Thank
you've done
you,
a
man.
Flipping amazing job. And, Sean,
that's,
thank
wow.
you. So much for being on Simple Simon. We've really
been
enjoyed
a privilege.
It.
Dude, it was a pleasure. Thank you guys so much.
Go and catch your plane. See you next time, everyone. Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Sean. You guys are the best. Say bye.
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 Bye, Sean. Bye.
I love you so much, Simon. You know me so well somehow. It's fucked up.
Bye.